With Alzheimer's on the rise in Australia, is it time that we found an easier way to diagnose the disease? Now, apparently there are more than 350,000 Australians living with Alzheimer's, but the number could reach as much as 900,000 by 2050. Alzheimer's, of course, is a chronic neurodegenerative disease that causes 60 to 70% of all cases of dementia. Now, dementia is mostly affected mostly affects people over 65, although early onset dementia can influence people as young as 30. We're always looking for more efficient ways of diagnosing disease, and it turns out that maybe a blood test could be the answer. Find out a little bit more. We're joined by Anne Poljak. She's senior scientist at the University of New South Wales. Good morning, Anne.
Hello, Nick. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you for being on. I appreciate it. Now, is blood testing going to be the future of diagnosing Alzheimer's?
Well, there's certainly a lot of studies inquiring into this, because it would be very important to get a fairly cost-effective, a faster and a simpler approach to diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. It would simplify for doctors, it would simplify the process. It would not require a highly trained specialist, and so it would be a very valuable tool to have in the clinic.
You mentioned the specialist. What are the current sort of diagnostic techniques?
So currently it's a very thorough health screen of the individual. So they would go through a series of tests, which would involve could involve MRI to eliminate other causes. So it can be a process of elimination of other possibilities. So, you know, they may look at whether a person could have other causes of memory loss. So it's important to be able to eliminate those. And then finally, in the clinic, it's a diagnosis of probable Alzheimer's disease. So it's not 100% definitive. And
wow.
An ideal test would hopefully give us a little bit more confidence.
So it's obviously a blood test would be less invasive, more cost effective. Are we comfortable with the accuracy of some of the methods that people are proposing?
Well, it's not ready for the clinic yet. Certainly, there are a lot of studies into blood testing, but we're not absolutely, they're research studies, so they can tell us a little bit about whether certain kinds of molecules are associated with cognitive impairment, for example, in people in the older populations, but we're not really ready for clinical testing as yet. But there's quite a lot of interest in this area, obviously. And if a cure was available for Alzheimer's, obviously there would be a much more intensive research effort into this area as well.
Look, I know that on average, sort of families notice a few symptoms of Alzheimer's many, many years before a firm diagnosis is made. Could blood testing allow us to make earlier diagnoses, do you think?
Well, for the very early forms of Alzheimer's disease, they're generally associated with a genetic marker, but these are fairly rare. So in 95% or more of cases, we don't actually have a genetic test for it. So I think these early forms of Alzheimer's, which you're mentioning, are generally familial onset.
Right.
So for those, there is a genetic test, but that really only affects maybe less than 5% of people who get Alzheimer's disease. So this means that while there are some genetic risk factors, but there is no definitive genetic marker for late-onset Alzheimer's disease.
So this blood test sort of ideas that people are proposing, it's not actually using genetic markers?
Genetic screening can be part of the diagnosis, but the blood test is not, no, because there are some proteins, abnormal proteins,
right,
which deposit in the Alzheimer's brain, and if we can discover levels of those or other kinds of abnormalities that are associated with Alzheimer's, and if we can make it sufficiently specific for Alzheimer's, then we may move more closely towards a test which is sufficiently specific for Alzheimer's disease, and that's our hope for the future, that we may be able to achieve that.
Wow, that would actually be obviously a relief for so many families around there in Australia.
Well, it would clarify, the diagnosis. I think that can be a relief to people, no doubt, to understand what their family member may have. I guess for the clinic, it would also be important to get a treatment that's able to be curative, I suppose. And so maybe the reason why at the moment the push for a diagnosis marker hasn't been even more intensive is because at the moment we don't have a curative measure. So
right.
We have drugs which can maybe postpone some of the more severe effects and can help improve memory in the short term, but there's no curative measure at the moment.
thank you very much for talking to Breakfast about that this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.